I'm hitting record.
Okay. Shall I hit record on this just in case?
Yeah.
Why not? Okay. Are we recording?
We're recording.
This is mic check.
Mic check.
Name a mic.
Mike.
Cyril, can you name a mic?
I think it's open.
I'll open it for you if you think of a mic. I'll give you a hint. There's a mic in the movie you watched last night.
Mike Myers.
I call him iGuy.
Oh, Mike Wachowski.
Can you say it, Cyril?
Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski. Okay, I'll think of a mic. I'm trying to think of a non-canceled mic.
Miles, do you know anyone named Mike?
Michael at my school.
Michael at Miles' school, too.
There's no way to independently verify that, but I think we have to allow it.
Yeah. I can text his mom, I guess. Oh, no, I know Michael.
Can you open the apple?
I don't think it opens.
It does. We're just getting an AT-AT walker open here, people. Sorry, an AT-ST walker. Chicken walker. Here, look, give it to me. I know how to open it. There you go.
Fat Mike from Fat Records.
Oh, from NoFX?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then your turn?
Oh, Michael Scott from The Office. Hilarious, right? World's greatest boss.
Great. How's that look for the levels?
Fine. Everything looks good.
Okay.
I'll just go a little closer.
Let's go.
We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
I don't think we need to count this time.
No need to count. We do need to get moving, though.
Okay.
It is Strange Bedfellows podcast.
Yep.
We're both here in the dungeon, and by both, I mean all four of us.
Yeah, it's a boy zone, dad zone day today.
And it's Summer of Sandra.
And it's Summer of Sandra.
Or Sandra.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Well, I was going to, they're related because I was going to pitch, because at least this episode and likely the next one will be recorded with boys in the room.
Yeah.
Maybe we can call it Summer of Mandra and kind of like take it back.
Okay. Yeah. We'll take it Summer of Mandra back from the manosphere. Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah.
Let's table
that.
Because
we got the boys.
Yeah. Let's explain boy zone, dad zone first.
I want to play a card game.
Miles, can Cyril have a turn on the card game? I know, but Cyril wants to try it too. Can you show him how to play it? Can you come sit on my lap so he can sit in that chair and play and you can help him?
Okay. Come back to me.
All right, here we are.
So I think what we should do first, probably, before we dive into that, is...
we're just doing some Need for Speed stuff over here.
Explain boy zone, dad zone.
Yeah, it probably deserves explaining.
Yeah.
We're here... Sorry. Go ahead.
Concrete.
Yeah. Don't bong in anything concrete. Sorry. We're here in the podcast dungeon.
Yeah.
In Connecticut. Jack has moved.
Yeah.
Cyril's moved too. He's here as well. You guys have moved to,
Yeah, I'll bleep that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're about 90 to 120 minutes away, depending on traffic.
Yeah.
From where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And you've come up today and you've brought the boy.
Yeah.
Jamie's upstairs working. Boys are sort of our responsibility today.
Yeah. And so that's the boy zone part of boy zone, dad zone, though we're also a part of that. Because it's all boys.
We're here in the podcast dungeon. They're playing Need for Speed, and they're playing it in with such mania that it's actually pretty...
It's quite compelling.
Distracting.
Yeah, so I'm going to have you turn back around and face me.
Yeah.
I think... So we haven't recorded in person, apart from live shows, in a good while.
Not
so my memory of how we do this is, I think we have to lock eyes the whole time, because I'm...
I think you make me.
You don't know this, but I'm... Look, I actually don't want to.
I know. He can get out of it, though. He was doing reverse, which would look pretty fun, honestly.
We'll practice locking eyes over the course of the episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my hat down a little bit so you can't. So I can...
I'm giving him little naughty peeks.
Anyway, so that's boy zone, dad zone. Here's what I should also say. Okay.
All right.
The incredible success of Hugh Grant's Vernal Dance... our content block.
Yeah.
Featuring Hugh Grant films and the squeakles or spiritual sequels.
At least one of
to them. Those films.
We thought of a whole like constellation of squeakles.
Yeah.
But only one really stuck.
The success of that block, we've had tens of comments.
Mm-hmm.
We released a hit song. We both got caught up in the mania.
Oh, yeah.
The you were mania. Crowned May Queen.
I was crowned May Queen. You were burned alive. But we thought, yeah. We love Hugh Grant. And yeah. By love Hugh Grant, we mean like, realize now watching a lot of Hugh Grant movies, how many of them are actually pretty bad.
Okay. Well, that's, you don't speak for the whole podcast when you say that.
But there are these sort of titans, these other titans. We sort of like went into, I think it was like, go run it over.
They're playing Need for Speed. They're playing Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, the 4 and 5 year old are playing Grand Theft Auto on the PlayStation in the same room as us. What was I saying? Oh, it was a little like having your mind flayed.
Yes.
Because I think like we saw 4 Weddings and a Funeral and just sort of like from that point on, we were just like, oh, we're like locked into Hugh Grant now. We don't have an option. Right?
Yes.
But now we can come at it with a little bit more like meditation.
Well, and two people suggested this independently. My wife suggested this.
Mm-hmm.
And then Baby B. Quinn also suggested this in the Facebook group, Baby Nation on Facebook. What about following up Hugh Grant's Vernal Dance with a Sandra Bullock content?
Summer of Sandra. Summer of Sandra.
Summer
of Mandra. Here, let me help. Go ahead. I'm still working. I'm with you.
Nobody, we want to go to the bear, Daddy.
Got to get to this bear, and then I'll come help. I'll point you guys right at it, and then you can just ram into it, okay?
Here we go. Now let's ram it. Okay.
Just hold down your gas. Watch this. He's going to plow this bear. Boom!
It was a cotton candy thing.
It was a cotton candy thing. All right. Is this good audio?
What?
The Need for Speed stuff?
No, I don't think any of that's making it into the show. I think that that is correct. Summer of Sandra is a good working title.
Doesn't work with Mandra if it's Sandra.
It's Hugh Grant and Sandra Bullock, or Hugh Grant and Sandra Bullock. And there are two schools of thought on this.
Well, I'm an American. I think I would call him Hugh Grant.
Grant and Sandra?
And Sandra Bullock.
Okay, Summer of Sandra. But let's just workshop the branding, just to make sure we feel good about this. Summer of Sandra. It's got a ring to it. It's summer.
Summer of Sandra. Yep. We're going to do what? How many movies?
8 to 12.
However many we want.
Yeah. We've talked about speed. We've talked about gravity.
Why don't you try hitting the backup button? You know how to help him get out of this stuff, buddy.
Okay, I'm telling you where to go. So, can we share this too so I can help you where to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, so let's workshop. Just make sure. I think Summer of Mandra has been suggested. Kind of take it back from the manosphere.
Summer of Sandra is nice because it has that sort of Summer of Sam.
Yeah. Like no, there's kind of a serial killer.
It's like a menace.
Yeah.
And we started with a pretty menacing movie, too.
Yes.
A movie about Sandra Bullock playing a character where she sort of like digs herself deeper and deeper into a well of lies.
Yeah. We should say it's While You Were Sleeping.
While You Were Sleeping. Starring a very young and handsome Peter Gallo. Oh, this is Dramatis.
Yeah,
this is
a famous segment. It's called Dramatis Personae.
Let's pull it up. Who do we got? We've got Sandra. A very young and handsome Peter Gallagher.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Looking great.
He's the coma victim.
Yes. He's sleeping.
Bill Pullman.
President America.
Yes.
From Captain America.
No. Twister.
No. Independence Day.
Independence Day.
Yeah.
Not Bill Paxton from Twister.
Yes.
Though I think you're...
My instinct is right.
I think culturally you're forgiven for making that mistake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Sandra, obviously. Sandra.
Sandra or Sandra is in it.
And then like a whole army of old people I'm now sort of realizing. The rest of the cast is mostly old people.
Mm-hmm.
None of them have any name that anyone would recognize.
And let's just say this now, it's a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie.
What? And it's not Christmas now. It's June. It's the summer of Sandra. So we really fucked up right out of the bat. Sorry, I shouldn't swear with the boys in the room.
Yeah, this is going to be a G-rated episode because the boys
Except
are in the
for
room.
That, it's going to be PG-13 because so I won't allow that one.
starting now, if you've been waiting to listen to episode with your kids,
yeah,
now I think you should. This is going to be
especially if your kids are really in a Need for Speed, because maybe they can get a little bit of like contact high off of hearing Miles and Cyril.
There will be swearing in the episode, but it's all going to be the kind of swearing that dads do and then think better of after the fact. We'll be putting pennies in the swear jar every time we swear. So it's a good lesson for the children.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think your idea was really good. Thank you for voicing it. I really enjoyed listening to you say it. We should talk about the movie.
We should.
The movie is called While You Were Sleeping. It's our first foray into Summer of Sandra. I don't know why you chose it. It wasn't traditionally good.
It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. It's a Christmas movie, and let me pitch this to you.
Yep.
I want to pitch this to you, but it's not just you, Tanner, even though we are locking eyes now, like rams. You know how like rams like get their horns entangled? Right in
the beautiful framed gates print behind you. I can see Need for Speed, no problem.
So Tanner is not locking eyes. He's looking past. I thought he was looking through me, but he's looking past me at a mirror, which is showing the fairly inexpertly controlled car
on ramming into a storage container over and over again.
Here's what I want to pitch. It's not just to you. It's to the listeners, Tanner.
Yeah.
It is, but it is mostly to you.
Mostly me, yeah. You're using the wrong stick, Cyril.
No.
You're using the camera stick. You got to use the other stick.
We can't. I think if they're having a nice time, we don't need to
police
that.
All right. Yeah, we watched, it's a Christmas movie.
Listen, here's what I want to pitch.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's like, Die Hard's a Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's like, no, it's not, except not anymore.
Yeah, there's sort of backlash.
But they're like, my favorite Christmas movie is Die Hard. Everyone's like, but wait, that's.
I think we've even come even all the way around.
And now we've come all the way around.
Like, where no, it's just like
more well known that it is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, yeah.
What about let's make that happen for While You Were Sleeping?
Do we think While You Were Sleeping is the most deserving film for this?
I think that it is the most famous film that you don't realize is a Christmas movie until you watch it. And then you're like, oh,
right.
This is a Christmas movie.
Right. It's and like that. It's like It's a Wonderful Life. When you watch it, you're like, oh, this is not a Christmas movie. Part of it takes place at Christmas.
You lost me. Oh, I see. Okay. Yes. Yeah. You're like, oh, let's watch this Christmas movie. And then like,
most of it is not Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's fair enough. So it's the opposite of that. We're going to make that happen. We need you. So we're going to try to develop a couple of hashtags. So far, we've got hashtag Summer of Sandra.
On Summer of Sandra.
Hashtag Summer of Mandra.
Sure. Yeah.
And then you can post that in like,
I think if you take a picture of you and your like boys,
yeah,
like watching along with us,
yeah,
you can hashtag that one Summer of Mandra.
Do you think it's going to be annoying for listeners to have the crosstalk of the boys?
The boys? I don't know, probably. They're definitely picking up. No way they're not picking up. And then we should warn, I guess, that this is going to happen for next episode too, because tomorrow,
yeah,
I and Miles are going to drive down to your new house.
Yeah.
And record again about some other Sandra Bullock movie. But yeah, so hashtag Summer of Sandra.
Yeah.
Hashtag Summer of Mandra.
And do we want to put some like branding around it? Because Hugh Grant's Vernal Dance, or do we let it develop organically? Hugh Grant's Vernal Dance, now that I'm looking back, now that the frenzy has ended, I'm thinking had
sober,
more of a Midsommar energy than I expected when we started.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that found it. But Summer of Sandra, I think we have a choice to either take it in like a fun summer camp direction or like summer break direction or Summer of Sam direction or both.
Can we do both? I'm thinking like, what was that movie that was always on
Oh, you know what we should watch?
Okay.
The Net.
Yeah, I love The Net.
Yeah.
I love The Net.
Maybe we can find clues in all of these films.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Oh, so it's like summer. It's like Summer of Sam in that regard. Okay, that's good. Yes. And then what's the name of those like summer camp movies where sometimes they would
like Meatballs.
Show? Yes, Meatballs.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's the kind of energy we're bringing to the Summer of Sandra blog.
So I think so far we've just what we're doing here is basically
hashtag Summer of Sam. Hashtag hashtag Summer of Sandra. Hashtag
Summer of
Mandra. Yep. Hashtag Summer of Sam.
Yeah.
Hashtag
Meatballs. That's good. Yeah. So this is for folks who aren't familiar with the creative process here. We're creating a vision board. Think of it as like a Pinterest board.
Yeah.
We've got Son of Sam.
And it's sort of a la carte too. Like whatever your experience of Summer of Sandra is.
Yeah.
Use the corresponding hashtag.
Exactly. You know? That's good. We've got meatballs. We've got Sandra. We've got the manosphere.
Yeah. No one's talking about the manosphere anymore. I think it became incel. Sort of stuff.
Well, we won't go too far in that direction. But all of those things are going to basically be the palette upon which we paint. But And it's a Christmas movie.
I think of them as like vanity plates, where it's like save the sound or endangered wildlife. And it's like you can put whatever message you want on that, you know? Let's give Cyril a few more minutes and then it'll be your turn.
Let's describe the film.
You want to watch it, don't you? You want to get sucked into the world of Need for Speed, the rich narrative universe.
Well, it's Sandra Bullock adjacent, isn't it? Because she gets a Need for Speed in what I hope is the next movie we're
watching. It should be. We're going to have to have a discussion about that.
I do think we're going to probably have to watch Speed 2.
Cruise Control. Is she in that one? She's the only one in that
She's
one.
She's the only
Keanu
one
Keanu did
that
not
one.
Return.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And in some ways, that's a more pure Speed.
Is it a romance?
Yes, of course it is.
Okay.
Let's say what happens. A man falls from the tracks.
Peter Gallagher, he's looking so good.
Yeah, until he falls from the tracks.
Until he falls from the tracks, and then he does crack his head open. He becomes kind of a dullard.
So Sandra Bullock is a ticket taker at the train, and she is...
In Chicago.
She's got
forget about it.
She's got like Lonely Hearts energy, a little bit.
She's like a sad cat lady.
Yeah.
She's got cats, and she... What does she do? Like, who does she hang out? Oh, she's got a good friend in the apartment named Joe Jr.
Yeah.
Hashtag, tag yourself, I'm Joe Jr. Joe Jr. is great.
Hashtag tag yourself, I think I'm Peter Gallagher.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
My one burn, can I do my burn now?
Yeah, please, sure, of course. Great.
Sandra Bullock falls in love with Bill Pullman, just to kind of make a long story short. Peter Gallagher's brother.
But you made that long story so short. We've got like 40 more minutes.
And they start like visiting a lot because Peter Gallagher's been in a coma for some time. And he comes to her house for some reason. He comes over a lot. They're like essentially like flirting and dating.
Yeah.
They don't want to admit it, but they
right.
are. And she's got a guy who lives on the third floor named Joe Jr., who's sort of he's sort of like a Jersey Shore type.
Yes, that sounds right. Yeah. He's fun and lovable, but he's got a real like guy from Jersey Shore energy. I can't remember any. Paulie D.
Yeah, Paulie D. Yeah. The Situation.
Yeah.
God, can we justify doing?
I think it's, you know, it's a squeakquel in a way. Shore. Yeah.
Season one of Jersey Shore.
We could call it Jersey Boys. I don't think that's taken.
Yeah, I think that's fine. But anyway, what was I saying?
Burn of the week.
At the 1 hour and 28 minute mark in 3 seconds, Bill Pullman, her love interest, who talks with a Christian Bale Batman voice the entire time.
Hey, very it's sexy. Me, Bill Pullman.
Yeah, it's good. Bull Pullman is fun.
Bill Pullman. He's ringing her doorbell.
Yeah.
And she's stomping towards the door.
Okay.
Saying, I'm not interested in like selling you my feet pics or like getting flowers or like anything like that.
Oh, I don't want any flowers from you. I am not wearing black underwear and I definitely do not want to move in with you.
And she opens the door and it's Bill Pullman.
Jack.
Well, I don't have any flowers. I wouldn't mind seeing the black underwear, but under the circumstances, I don't think we should move in together.
Yeah.
And she says,
I thought you were Joe Jr.
And he says,
I get that a lot.
So I guess it could be a compliment of the week.
Yeah, it depends on what you think of Joe Jr.
Right.
Yeah.
And I like him.
Yeah, I liked him a lot.
If
Tag
she answered the door and said, I thought you were Joe Jr., I'd be like, oh.
Me? Me?
Wow. I'm so touched.
My burn is also on Joe Jr.
You guys stuck?
They're fine.
All right.
For the people who are listening to this just for Need for Speed content, the boys have backed the car into a gravel pit where they have been spinning the wheels for the last 4 to 5 minutes. But they seem to be having a nice time.
Both just sitting and patiently watching as the car goes absolutely nowhere.
I'm realizing that people are going to be listening to this on two tracks.
Yeah.
There's going to be people who are listening for how Need for Speed is going.
Yeah.
There's, well, three tracks. People who are listening for the Summer of Sandra, and then probably the people who turned it off because of the crosstalk.
Because of all the boys screaming in the background.
Yeah,
and just the I think maybe the audio quality in general. It's maybe a little low on this one. But
I should say my burn, it's at the 44-minute mark. It's also on Joe Jr. Sandra Bullock, he like, Joe Jr. like barges into her apartment.
Yeah, he does that.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, his dad is the landlord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock says,
God, doesn't anybody use a phone anymore?
And Joe Jr. says,
I do.
And Sandra Bullock says,
I'm not talking about 900 numbers.
Who told?
That's funny.
Remember 900 numbers? You know what I used to do when I was a little boy, Miles? I used to go down, ride my bike down to the corner store. This is Dad Talk.
Dad Talk.
I used to ride my bike down to the corner store where fishermen would buy bait. And they had a payphone out front. That's something that existed a long time ago. They used to be phones everywhere.
Do you know what a payphone is, Miles?
People didn't have phones they carried in their pockets, so there used to be phones everywhere.
They used to have phones growing out of the ground.
Yep. And I used to call 1-900 numbers from that payphone and just listen to their like spicy like intro.
That sounds great. But meanwhile, like a line of like old ladies holding quarters is piling up behind you.
I need to pay my bills. I'm just like, it's me and Mike Kennedy. You know, dialing 1-800 like butt sex. You know?
Whatever, that works.
Whatever like seven letter combination we can come up with.
Yeah. This has been Dad Talk.
Yeah, that's Dad Talk.
Yeah. It's a talk that every dad has to have with their boy.
Yeah. I don't know if those exist anymore.
No.
Payphones certainly don't. I'd have to do it from my phone, and I don't want that.
No, we can't do that. I don't want to do that now. But yeah, so that's my burn of the week. We should say, we haven't said anything about the movie. Sandra.
Yeah.
It's got a Lonely Hearts vibe. They like to do this with Sandra Bullock, where they're like, what if we cast the hottest babe in the world as like a frumpy person who can't get a date. It's perfect.
Right.
So she's like, she falls in love with a man who just like takes the commuter train every day.
Well, he's rich.
But she's never spoken to him except he like sometimes will.
He has a house in Paris.
Be like, thanks for the ticket, ma'am.
Yeah.
And she develops a whole fantasy life about what their life would be together. But one day he falls upon the tracks.
He almost dies.
And goes into a coma.
Yeah.
We should speculate about who has pushed him onto the tracks. Is now a time to do that before we say the rest of the film?
Yeah, you never really get a clear look.
He's been pushed.
He's definitely been pushed.
Yes.
But you don't really get a good shot of the perpetrator.
Can I pitch something to you?
Yeah.
Top of the dome here?
Great man.
That's good. Oh. I'm too thinking Adjustment Bureau.
Humanity just isn't mature enough to control the important things.
So you handle the important things.
The Adjustment Bureau, of course. That's kind of our side job, right?
Oh, is that us? I forgot. That's us.
That's what we do, right?
That's what we do. Yes. That's
I don't remember
do.
Why.
I think it's from the Patreon.
It's from the Patreon. So you'll have to go listen to the Patreon.
Yeah.
Go subscribe. Patreon.com/BSCC podcast.
Yeah. So I think the adjustment. So for folks who aren't familiar, there's a shadowy organization that wears dumb hats.
Yeah. Like trilbies.
And they are sent to just like tweak things in history that are going wrong.
And when they use their hat, they can turn any door. They can make any door go anywhere they want in the world, I should say.
Should we do a quick Need for Speed update?
Yeah, so right now we are...
The boys have found a parking
trying
lot.
And they've put it in like street level mode. Honestly, like impressed, because I don't even know how to do that. What a feat you guys have done.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you're going to have to just race like this from now on because I can't figure out how to get it back. Okay. Is that okay?
So, yeah, good explanation, Tanner. That really worked, I think, probably for the audio listeners.
Sorry, the kids somehow switched Need for Speed into, like, first-person view, where it's, like, the camera's on the front of the car. It's very, like...
It's like
sort
actually
of exhilarating,
driving.
Yeah. Actually.
Yeah. The Adjustment Bureau did it. So my theory is, what if the Adjustment Bureau... Something needed to be changed.
Yeah.
And maybe it was this, but maybe it was more sinister.
What was this again?
The semi-killing of Peter Gallagher to make room for Sandra to fall in love with, spoilers with for this movie, other guy.
Bill Pullman. Except Sandra does, and I want to pitch something to you, because I'm already sensing, I'm already feeling.
Yeah.
When we were watching the film, I watched the film with my wife last night. She hated it.
Okay. I know, I got that sense from her when she said, I hated this.
Yeah. I felt as I was watching, I was like, God, this reminds me of something.
Yeah.
Because she sort of starts with this lie just to get in the room. So she saves his life.
Yeah.
He gets pushed by the Adjustment Bureau.
That's one theory. My other theory is Time Cop. Same general vibe.
Oh, what if he's like one of, what if he's one of the ones and it's Jet Li?
That's, so it was actually Peter Gallagher. That's a good theory. So Peter Gallagher pushed Peter Gallagher, but it's Peter Gallagher from... everyone's familiar with the one.
Yeah.
Peter Gallagher from an alternate universe.
Or he might be Jet Li. Yeah, let me take a break here. So Need for Speed update. We are moving on from Need for Speed. We have SnowRunner. We have Wreckfest. We have F1.
This has been your Need for Speed update. From now on, everyone who is tuning in for Need for Speed stuff, we have changed the game.
We're pivoting the concept. It's not Need for Speed anymore. Now it's SnowRunner.
Yeah.
Sort of like an off-roading like work game.
So I think I'm going to go with, forget everything I said about the Adjustment Bureau. I'm adjusting my notes here. It's the one situation.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like external to the movie. But I think this may give us an opportunity in terms of like squeakles for Summer of Sandra to watch the one for this podcast.
Oh.
But so we're for really folks who haven't seen the movie in a long time, basically
protective net around.
There are nine major universes. And if you are able to kill
the
version of yourself in every one of the alternate universes that there are, which is nine, you, maybe it's seven, it's been a while since I've seen it, you take on all of the powers of each of those people until you gain ultimate power. So Peter Gallagher, there is a Peter Gallagher in a different universe who's setting about that project.
Yeah.
And so he kind of ports into while you were sleeping and pushes... are Peter Gallagher onto the tracks. And that's the last we hear of that aspect of the film. Now it's mostly...
We got to go back to Need for Speed update real quick.
Okay.
Miles.
Miles doesn't want...
SnowRunner's too complicated to play without me helping. This is the only game that you can really play without me helping. If you don't want to play this, maybe you and Cyril should go to play with these big pile of toys right here.
Yeah, why don't you guys try this, and if you don't like it, we'll switch to you guys playing with this big pile of toys on our left, and then we'll give updates on that. Which do you choose?
I want to keep playing the video game.
Okay, we're going to keep Need for Speed update. We're going to keep playing the video game.
We're going to keep doing Need for Speed.
Okay, do not customize their look.
Do you want this SUV?
Which car do you want? This one?
Yeah, I want this.
Okay, that's a great one. Cyril likes that kind of car, too. All right.
All right, we're back. Need for Speed update is over again. Hopefully that's maybe the last time we check in with Need for Speed this episode.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
What happens after Peter Gallagher kills himself in another universe? He fails. He's just in a coma. Sandra Bullock goes to...
I'm surprised he's not like... There's a whole cast of characters surrounding Peter Gallagher and his... hospital room while he's in a coma.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we don't see
his POV.
All alternate dimension evil Peter Gallagher sort of like stalking about, like has like failed in his mission.
Yeah.
Obviously he's hanging about. He's got to finish the job.
Yeah, maybe that's for the sequel.
God,
but
I wish.
Something I'm realizing now is we know something about what happens when people go into a coma.
Oh, right. They turn into like a semi ghost.
It's like a coma ghost.
From what was that movie?
Reese Witherspoon. Coma Ghost.
What was it actually called?
Reese Witherspoon's Coma Ghost. You've seen it. You love it. We did an episode on it.
We both watched it. Not long ago.
It's called Reese Witherspoon's Coma Ghost. Yeah. And the premise is that she's in a coma, but there's a ghost from that. Yeah. So we now know.
And Mark Ruffalo was in her house. You remember, it was great.
Yeah. There's the one situation happening, and there's also a coma ghost situation happening. But the producers of this film choose not to focus on either of those things.
Yeah. They choose to focus on like the sexual tension between Sandra Bullock and Bill Pullman.
And not even Peter Gallagher.
No, Bill Pullman, his brother.
But that's the twist. And I want to say the first time I watched this film, I've seen it now twice.
Yeah.
First time I watched this film, I thought that the love between Sandra and Peter was going to be the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, you expect it to be. And honestly, Bill Pullman doesn't even come in until like act two. Like the full first like third of this movie is Sandra is falling in love with Peter Gallagher. He gets into the coma. She like backs herself into a corner by saying that she's his fiance.
Yeah.
And then Bill Pullman finally makes his first appearance. He's rugged. He's handsome. He talks like Christian Bale Batman. Where Peter Gallagher is white collar, suit wearing, exec.
Yeah.
House in Paris.
Kind of a callous man.
We kind love. Of.
Yeah. But we haven't said the main, we're almost to the end of the episode here, but we haven't said the main thing about the movie.
Which is Peter Gallagher wakes up.
No.
And she needs to dig herself even further into a, you know what this movie's like?
What?
Have you seen A Simple Plan? Bill Paxton, not to be confused with Bill Pullman.
Okay.
It's spiritually pretty similar.
Okay.
Because it's about someone who, she's got this friend named Saul, who's honestly the best character. I know I said Joe Jr. was the best character, but there's really this guy named Saul, who's her boss.
Who's she? Is it Sandra Bullock? Is in Simple Plan.
No, sorry. I'm not describing the plot of Simple Plan. No, I'm describing the, we're back to Dramatis Personae.
Okay. Yeah.
She's got this boss at the token taking company.
Yeah.
Named Saul. Who's hilarious.
Yeah,
he's the funny. Only funny one. Yeah. He's the only one who has any sense. Because she keeps saying, like, which one is that? Both of them. It's just both of them. Cyril right now, so just quick Need for Speed update. Miles is cruising along, but Cyril has switched his attention to making Ganon fight Ditto.
It's a Pokemon.
Well, Ganon's from Zelda.
I know, but Ditto is a Pokemon. Yeah. I guess what I'll explain what I was saying. In my mind, everyone listening to this knows who Ganon is.
Yeah.
needed a gloss on the Pokemon.
Yeah.
But that's just my bias.
Ganon is from Zelda. The guy is Ganon. He's from Zelda. Yep. The little fire guy is Flareon. That's an Eevee evolution. That's a Pokemon. The purple blobby guy is Ditto. He's a Pokemon. He can turn into any other Pokemon. And the little round guy is Poliwhirl. He's my favorite Pokemon.
We haven't said the main thing. I'd love to say it now because we're really just running out of time.
Here's the way it's similar to Simple Plan.
Okay. Shall I say it after you
said how it's similar? Yeah, because I was saying similar? The Simple Plan
stuff. Okay, great. Yeah.
She's got this friend, Saul.
Yeah.
Who she sort of like gets in on the lie.
Yeah.
And there's this mischievous old man who isn't even in the family.
He's like a friend of the family, and he learns early on.
That,
yeah.
So she's got this, like, there's this crew of people, just like in Simple Plan, Billy Bob Thornton, and...
That's the sound of... I think that's the sound of Ditto doing something.
Okay, yeah, that's going to be trying people's patience.
Well, and I'm just trying to really land this point, too.
Yeah, say it.
Billy Bob Thornton, like, they kind of all get caught up in this lie together. One of them wants to turn themselves in. The old man, like, has this weird plan where he's like, I'm going to admit everything to the family. Literally never does. You can see it come across his face in the wedding scene when Sandra Bullock is coming in to get married to Peter Gallagher.
Yeah.
The old man, like, realizes, like, oh, shit, I was supposed to stop this.
Yeah.
So he's useless.
Mm-hmm.
They're all lying to get themselves dug deeper and deeper into, like, this...
This web of lies.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Just like Simple Plan.
Just like Simple Plan. Have you seen Simple Plan?
I haven't, no.
Bill Paxton, Billy Bob Thornton, some other guy find an airplane in the woods with $4 million in it.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, we'll just keep the money.
Okay, great. Smart. And just as long as we don't tell anyone.
There's like a dead guy in an airplane in the woods, but we'll just forget that part.
That rules.
And then the FBI comes.
Yeah.
Looking for this airplane full of money.
Is it good?
Oh, it's so good. It's so dark. It really, really, really upsetting.
Okay, perfect.
So we can do that for a squeakquel.
It's clearly a spiritual sequel, yeah.
We've already pitched a few, but that's just like on the table, right?
Can I say the main thing now?
Please.
Just in the plot. Sandra Bullock pretends that Peter Gallagher is her fiancé.
Yes.
Yeah. So the thing that Tanner was referring to where he was like, the plot, they keep getting digging themselves deeper. It's in reference to that, which we never mentioned yet.
Sure. Yeah. And we should mention that.
Yeah.
And okay, imagine.
Do you want to play with these toys over here, hon? Scoot over a little. You want me to move the Pokemon over to the other side?
I want to move those guys over.
Okay. Just a quick Need for Speed update.
Yeah,
Miles is playing Need for Speed, and Cyril has moved to play with the Pokemon.
Yeah, and Jar Jar's.
So they Sandra just kind of gets trapped, but I don't know why she ends up saying that she is
His fiance.
His fiance. Well, she saves his life.
It gets more complicated.
She pulls him from the train.
Yeah, and she wants to like follow up, so she says she's his fiance, so she can get in the room.
Yeah,
but it gets more complicated when he wakes up.
Yeah.
And she and everyone else in her little like plot need to like invent a reason why he doesn't remember her, which is that he has amnesia.
Right.
And then he becomes like a new man.
He becomes a new man.
It's too late by then.
Before
she's already fallen in love with Bill Pullman.
Too far into finishing the plot out. Let me. Do you think you could listen to me while you do that, Tara?
Yeah, man. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Because I want to pitch something pretty important to you.
Okay.
And I think that this is the missing piece of the puzzle that can connect Hugh Grant's Vernal Dance. It's our famous content block with Summer of Sand.
Okay.
And I know what people are thinking. That should be 2 weeks' notice, the film.
But we already watched that.
I know. We already watched that. We never go back. We always go forward. We're like sharks. Is that a thing about sharks?
They
gotta go forward.
And I think, like sharks, if you punched us in the nose,
we would run away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever we were doing at the time, we would stop doing.
We're a lot like sharks. Yeah. Yeah. In many more ways than one.
Yeah.
Let me pitch you a concept.
Okay.
It's called coma crashers.
Coma crashers.
Wow. Coma crashers. So it's the concept of wedding crashers. Plus the concept of while you were sleeping.
It's almost too good of a concept for you to pitch on the show because like, that's a movie.
That's a movie.
Hollywood would make that movie, Coma Crashers.
Yeah. We just go to different comas.
Yep.
And
it could
say
be a spiritual
we're their
sequel
fiance.
To Wedding Crashers.
Yeah. And then we fall
it
in love with
Owen
their brother.
It could be Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Coma Crashers. God, that's good.
Right?
Yeah. I would watch that.
And then you can get Reese Witherspoon in there and do Coma Ghost with it as well.
Mark Ruffalo? Yeah, let me help you park perfect. In Need for Speed. Seems like you've really grasped.
He wants to be between the lines.
There we go.
Yeah, great, perfect parking job.
Now Miles is just admiring the parking job I did in Need for Speed.
That's a coma crashers.
I love that.
Yeah, good. And that's it. No notes, right? I mean, except the ghost.
I mean, I'm sure we'll have copious notes when we write this script and shop it around in Hollywood. What'd you say, kid?
I said there we go.
There we go. Yeah, now he's... quick Need for Speed update. I'm sorry to do so many. Miles is just idling in the parking lot now that he's parked. He's parked perfect.
He's just admiring. He just keeps saying, "There we go."
Honestly, that's what I do too. When I hit like do a perfect parallel park, I mean, like there it is.
Yeah.
I'll get out and like inspect it. We're gonna take a quick break now. We're gonna come back, and I'm gonna finally see firsthand what it looks like when Arbiter Tanner.
Oh yeah, it's violent.
Arbiter Tanner comes into the room.
Yeah.
Hi all, it's Jack here, and I am super excited to tell you about a new sponsor, the incredible family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. Unfortunately, Tanner is not able to be here for this ad read because he misread the brief, and I'm glad that he's reading the briefs at least. But he thought that he was being assigned on an actual secret mission to find out who really killed June's sister, Claire. Now, I've been enjoying immersing myself in a bygone age of mystery, danger, and romance, and putting my detective skills to the test as I solve hundreds of puzzles whenever I have a free moment to play June's journey. But Tanner has actually, and this is a quote, booked myself passage on a steamship to New York, which, not to triangulate here, but that's a uniquely bad way to get there from Connecticut. And reading between the lines of the extremely cryptic letters he's been sending me, it sounds like he's making a real nuisance of himself, asking the other passengers questions about their luggage. June's Journey is a murder mystery game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner's Journey, according to the most recent note I got from him, is currently delayed due to what he describes as a miscommunication with the Coast Guard about what exactly a steamship license is. I hate to take sides, but I really feel like I would trust the Coast Guard on this one. Right now, I'm making my way through the adventure of the Hidden Distillery. I love looking for clues and customizing my estate while I'm on hold with some very angry people at a place I've never heard of called the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority. And you can discover your inner detective, just like I have, when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. That's June's Journey, and you can download it for free on iOS and Android. Okay, it looks like I'm going to have to go and pick him up.
And we're back.
Whew, we took a good break.
Yeah.
Quick Need for Speed update. Miles is under the overpass.
He's kind of staying away from people in other cars, which is mostly sensible, I think, given the kind of...
What'd you say? You're going live? Oh, going wild. Yes. He's going wild still, he says. What did he say this morning? This morning, Jack's been here all day.
Yeah.
Jack and I now live like close enough that we can just hang out.
It's pretty good.
Casually, if we want. So Jack came over with Cyril, and he's been hanging out all day. And at one point, Miles came into the room. This is dad talk again. Mm-hmm. And was doing something silly and just looked at us and said, laugh at me.
Just like his daddy. But unfortunately, his daddy's going to leave now.
Me.
So
oh,
I want to see
Jesus.
What happens. I feel like awkward.
Miles has never been here for this before.
Cyril, do you want to see something kind of crazy? I'm going to call into the ether. And Uncle Tanner is going to disappear through kind of a like vortex.
It's like, have you seen Terminator?
Uncle Tanner is going to disappear.
Yeah.
You're going to hear a big weird noise.
Come around me.
And another man who looks completely different from Uncle Tanner and talks different is going to appear in his seat in a puff of smoke. And then I'm going to talk to that guy.
He's from the far future.
But if you blink and you miss it. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Arbiter Tanner. Did you see that?
Yeah, right.
Isn't that crazy?
My name's Arbiter Tanner. I am from the far future.
Hello! Sometimes I'm really aggressive like this, like Macho Man Randy Savage.
I'm from the far future. I'm like Judge. Have you, you know Judge Dredd?
Cyril, do you know Judge Dredd?
No. Miles, you know Judge Dredd? Anyway, he's like Judge Dredd, except he dispenses justice on Rotten Tomatoes reviewers.
Wait, you are?
Me, like, I am. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
I say I talk in the third person.
Arbiter Cyril, this is Arbiter.
Kind
Tanner.
Of a legend. He doesn't care. He's playing Pokemon.
Welcome, Arbiter Tanner. Sorry to call you into this kind of chaos. I'm here. Normally, when I talk to him on Zoom,
yeah, I'm just always like bubbling down here by myself.
Yeah,
I never even left this basement.
Yeah. But now it's some. Now you're not alone in this basement.
It's the first time it's ever happened.
It's
yeah.
me and two
you
boys.
You guys still have children.
Yeah. Yeah. Not much time has passed for us since we last
saw. We harvest
saw
all of ours.
Yeah.
Those are good organs.
I brought you here to talk about the film While You Were Sleeping and the Rotten Tomatoes reviews.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of a squeakquel to Jet Li's The One.
Yeah, of course. That's how we know it in the future, too.
And A Simple Plan.
They're often like packaged together as like a three set DVD, you know, at like Walmart.
This is our hit segment. It's called On the One Hand.
Yep.
Where we talk about the Rotten Tomatoes reviews of the film, and then Arbiter Tanner, using his Judge Dredd-like talents, dispenses justice on the best and the worst reviews of the film. I went to Rotten Tomatoes, and they don't have any – they're still waiting.
For
someone from the audience.
Oh, I mean, not me.
To do a review.
Because I'm not really like – I think if I did a review, I would need to arbitrate myself. And yeah, that's like
– that could be really dangerous.
Allowed to do that.
Yeah, you could go blind doing that.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
This is a segment with it. So I went to Amazon.
Yeah. Bezos.
Yeah, Bezos. This is a segment within a segment we call On the One.
He's still alive.
So this is reviews of the DVD.
Well, alive.
Some of the Blu-ray and some of the DVD.
Okay.
This is a segment within a segment where we talk about the positive reviews of the movie. I have two of those.
Okay.
I'd like to share with you.
Yeah. I want a pizza, a car, and it was
really? That's screwed up.
The first review I'd like to talk to you about is...
Sorry, I'm not your daddy.
Oh, Miles, this is you. If you look around, you'll see that it's Arbiter Tanner is here.
Yeah. Your daddy is far away from here. I'm Arbiter Tanner. I don't think he got it.
The first review I'd like to speak with you about is by a man named David. David gave this film 4.0 out of 5 stars with his review entitled, My Wife Loves This Movie.
And the lions?
It could, David is Goliath, famously.
It's Goliath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's David famously from... David famously from David
quick,
and Goliath.
I guess quick Need for Speed update. Since Miles is kind of butting in here, we've moved to Wreckfest.
Yeah.
Which is sort of a demo derby based game.
Yeah, Miles seems to be doing pretty well. There's no parking.
There's honestly a lot of like wrecked cars out on the course. Yeah. And Miles is not one of them. So.
Some cars are unfair in Wreckfest.
On fire.
Oh, okay. Listen, I want to say what David says. His movie is entitled My Wife Loves This Movie.
Uh-huh.
That's the title. And then he's written...
My wife hated it, David.
Oh, you have a wife out there, too, in the future?
Yeah, I do have a wife out there in the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Arbiter Tanner lore that I don't know about.
Yeah. She's a pack of like 1,000 sentient hive mind praying mantis.
Oh, that's so lovely.
That's just what we do in the future.
That's a fantasy of mine.
Yeah.
He's entitled his review, My Wife Loves This Movie. But he's also written something in the body of the review, which I'd like to share with you now.
Okay.
Daddy, my engine was on fire.
It's the following. She can't get enough of this movie.
Uh-huh. Who's that? His wife?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. you're guessing as much as I am.
Yeah. I'd like to share with you another positive review of this film. It's by Jamie H., who gives this film 4.0 out of 5 stars. Jamie H.'s review is entitled Good. It turns out he can't set up the wrecking game and also pay attention.
It's pretty hard.
Yeah.
All right, I'm back.
Jamie H. has reviewed this film, 4.0 out of 5 stars, in a review entitled Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there any body text?
Yeah. Good movie and works good.
Works good? Works good for what?
What anything else, yeah. You need.
Yeah. All right.
This is a segment within a segment that we like to call On the Fence Hand.
Yeah.
Where we talk about... Tell me about it. We talk about the middling reviews of the film.
Yeah.
I got two of those. The first is from DS, Nintendo, I assume. Yeah. Yeah. DS gave this film 3.0 out of 5 stars in her review entitled Fun Movie.
Fun movie. Well, why do you only give it 3 then? I think some people are like, I think we all need to get on the same page.
Yeah.
About like what a 3 and a 4 and a 5 all mean.
Yeah, I think 4 is a fun movie.
4 is a fun movie.
Her review is entitled Fun Movie, and the body text of the review says, Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds have nice chemistry.
What movie is she talking about? Because there's definitely a movie with Ronald Reynolds?
Ronald Reynolds, yeah. I think it's recent. Is it the one where they are going to an adventure island?
You know what else I guess maybe it's not worth talking about. Did Ryan Reynolds, The Proposal? 2009's The Proposal.
Okay.
I think that one could be pretty fun.
Yeah. So it's a summer of Sandra. It's a whole summer of Sandra.
Maybe dated after that? What? Is that possible?
Be Still My Beating Heart.
I think maybe she broke up with her like racist boyfriend.
Yeah. She had a bad tattoo man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to share with you.
This looks great.
Oh, really? The Proposal? I think I've seen it. It is great. It's great. She's his mean boss.
Yeah. It looks great.
I love this movie.
Yeah.
I love this movie. I've watched it many times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Press 1 if you want us to do The Proposal. Press 2 if you want us to do Simple Plan. Press 3 if you want us to do The One.
Please press 2.
Press 4 for Speed 2.
Yeah, or Speed.
Or Speed.
I think we should. Speed is definitely going to be part of the summer, the official Summer of Sandra canon.
Yeah, maybe we just do a twofer, you know? Maybe we do a back-to-back double episode, Speed 1 and Speed 2.
I think it's a back-to-back double because it's While You Were Sleeping, Simple Plan. That spiritual double.
Yeah.
And then Speed 1 and 2.
Can you give Cyril a little room on the boys want to sit on the same seat together, which is a little swivel chair. It's kind of nice. It's kind of adorkable.
We're both playing video games. Yeah. Nerds.
It's very Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah.
Arbiter Tanner, I would like to share with you another middling review from a man named BNS About Movies.
BNS is the
it's a kind of,
it's like a train
thing, I think.
Oh, it's not like the
BNS.
Okay. Butts and
button suck.
tonight we're gonna do a button suck.
It's one of the dirtiest things outside of a reverse 69. BNS About Movies has given this film 3.0 out of 5 stars in a review entitled My War.
Whoa, this one's going to be deep.
It takes us on a journey. It says the following thing. Becca said, don't you have one more Christmas movie to do?
Okay, well, that feels like it justifies something you were saying earlier in the episode.
I said, we should watch...
Who's Becca?
No contest given. Kurt Vonnegut says that you should start as close to the end of the story as you can.
Yeah. she's doing good, good at editing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, we should watch The Car, or how about Lizard in a Woman's Skin? So write those down, I think, because those could maybe
those are good. The Car.
The Car, or Lizard in a Woman's Skin.
All I haven't part heard of either.
Summer of Sandra.
Yeah.
She then told me she had a surprise for me. This was the surprise.
Those are both movies.
So this is right. It is a surprise Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And then BNS About Movies says, well, actually, when he says this was a surprise, I don't know if he's talking about watching this movie or button suck.
Oh, yeah, button sucking. Oh, yeah, you won.
I won.
He says, this was a surprise. And then he goes on to say, this is one of those movies where she waits for me to get emotional. I think that's Becca.
Oh, Becca.
But I had steel resolve, holding back any tears of emotion. Sandy Bullock, you won't break
Sandy.
It.
Now, throw out. Well, I'm sorry, that sinks your... Have you ever heard of anyone called Sandy?
Sandy. Well, I don't know. It's only written. So he could be saying Sandy
be
Bullock.
Sandy. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, it doesn't prove anything.
I thought that was going to be a third thing to consider, but really, I think it just confirms mine. But maybe not.
Yeah.
What was he saying about Sandy?
No, it's not Becca. He's saying that Sandy Bullock won't break him.
He got wrecked.
Yeah.
Sandy won't break him.
He didn't cry. He's claiming he didn't cry at the film. This is a segment within a segment we like to call On the Other Hand, where we talk about the negative reviews of this film.
Which there probably were plenty of. It was not a good movie.
First review, I'm just going to go out and say it. It's problematic. At first, I didn't want to capture it because it's like, but I didn't say this stuff.
Right.
He did. It's Matthew Jordan. Michael's lesser-known younger brother.
Yeah, just as bad.
He gave this film 1 out of 5 stars in a review entitled...
Too woke, go woke, go broke.
A great buy for that person you hate.
That's sort of mean. I didn't love the movie, but I don't think I would give it to someone I hate.
It. I don't think it's the opposite of mean so far, though. Actually, when you hear the review, you'll think he's mean. But it's if you're still getting gifts.
Oh yeah.
For that person you hate, but you're like choosing movies you didn't like that much in this economy. Yeah. That's nicer than what I do.
Yeah. Mostly I just sort of like quietly like despise them.
Yeah.
For the rest of my life.
Here's the review, and this is just what he says. This has got to be the most disheartening Christmas movie I've ever watched. Okay, Christmas is in quotes. Already hate this guy. If you're a woman and you want to watch a heartwarming movie with your man, look elsewhere. The skank in this film, and that's
Jesus Christ.
All
throw
caps.
This guy out in the garbage. How, did you say that about Sandy? You say that about Sandy?
Lies to some guy's whole family on Christmas.
Yeah, she does do that. I wouldn't say she
that she's his fiance, so she has a better chance of getting some action. That's not actually
but
why
it's actually,
she does it.
Is it not? And she does then get some action.
Yeah, but that's not why she did it or the action she was expecting to get.
I know, but it was why she did it.
Then she hangs out with said family and takes pics with them. Creepy. Mm-hmm. And then starts going out with another member of his family?
Yeah, his brother.
There's nothing romantic about watching some airhead slinging her cheeks around the family.
Well, what do you mean by that? Which cheeks?
This is romantic to whom? I like the correct grammar there.
Yeah, that's nice.
Another Christ man ruined.
Christ man?
Or it could be Christ man. And then he ends just in absolutely true to form. You couldn't script it better. Watch The Dark Knight or something instead.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Why so serious? I don't know how I got these scars.
I like that he's like, my favorite movie's The Dark Knight, but
you think
while
like
you were
this,
sleeping
this
looks
Pullman.
Good. I'm going to buy the Blu-ray on Amazon.
Watch it with Becca. All right. I think that guy sucked.
That guy sucked. Yeah.
I like the guy who watched it with Becca.
Yeah. Well, I've got two more real short ones.
Oh, okay.
We'll do them super fast. Amazon customer gave this movie 1 star in his review entitled Very Disappointed and Very Embarrassed.
Yeah,
all caps.
Embarrassed.
The review says, the DVD box was empty. I bought it as a gift and she just told me when she went to watch the DVD, the box was empty. Very disappointed and very embarrassed.
Yeah, I don't think that's really your fault though.
I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah. I got this for somebody and the DVD.
In that same vein, PNC gave this film 1 star with the following review. No DVD, just a children's magnetic board cleaner.
What is going on?
Sadly, there's no way to report a problem with the delivery.
What is going on? Who keeps stealing while you were sleeping DVDs and why?
It's the one.
Oh, it's the one. He wants to get rid of any like trace
any
of
evidence.
This Peter Gallagher. This universe is Peter Gallagher.
Those are all my reviews.
I dispense justice to the guy who's watching it with Becca. Like, you know, thanks for like putting the work in, you know. Not everyone is willing to meet their partner halfway, watch something that they're maybe not interested in.
And I think that Sandy did break him, honestly.
Yeah, I think he did. I think she did.
Okay.
Broke me.
Miles, do you want to watch this part? Your daddy's going to come back. Ready? Wow.
That was in the far future, you guys. It was so nuts. What did you guys get up to here? You're both doing the exact same thing you were doing when I left.
That wasn't dead air, folks. That was the children's response to Tanner's little bit of improv comedy. There's yes and, there's no but, and then there's whatever that was.
They're both just staring at a screen. The car is not moving. What do you want, kid?
The only one that you can just drive around.
The only one we have that you can just drive around is Need for Speed.
Do we have time, Tanner, to talk about how this is an interesting subversion of a classic fairy tale trope?
Do you have time? It's 3:55.
If you were paying close attention, at the beginning of the film, we see a young Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
And
can I do that?
She is...
Pokemon.
The young Sandra Bullock is being read a book. Do you remember what that novel is?
Yes. The young Sandra Bullock is being read a
book. I guess it's not a novel. She's having a book read to her.
In this movie?
At the beginning of this film. Don't look.
I remember that.
Would you like me to tell you what it is?
Miles, stop. Yeah, tell me.
The book that Sandra Bullock is being read is Sleeping Beauty.
Okay, it's relevant.
It's a classic subversion of a fairy tale.
Oh, because
trope.
He's asleep.
He's a Sleeping Beauty,
the beast.
And she's the no. That's the wrong.
Oh wait.
One.
Yeah.
She's the Prince Charming.
She's a Prince Charming, but he's not even the Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, right.
Interesting.
Well, did she fall in love with someone else in Sleeping Beauty?
No.
Did he fall in someone?
No.
He's with the dwarves.
No. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank you, Tanner.
Well, we gotta go back out to the woods. You gotta walk in the tall grass to battle Pokemon. But this person will heal your Pokemon for you.
I'd like to thank you, Tanner, very much for bearing with me.
You're welcome. Thank you, boys, Cyril, Miles, for bearing with us.
Need for Speed update. They're back to playing Need for Speed. They're kind of off-roading it at the moment.
Oh, here, Cyril. Leave that building.
I'd like to thank...
I'm in a shiny truck.
Miles is in a shiny truck, yep.
I'd like to thank the Baby Nation and the Bug Babies.
I would say it's not going to be as bad next time, but it will be.
Yeah.
This is sort of the Summer of Sandra energy that we're... Summer of Sandra energy that we're bringing.
For bearing with us. I'll take a listen back to this, and if it's... fun and cute, we'll do a similar thing next time. And if it's too annoying, we'll find a way to do it that's less disruptive. In the meantime, I would like to tell everyone you got to subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/BSCC podcast. We're talking about the TGIF shows. It's so much fun. We're having a blast in there. And the songs are back
sometimes. Most of the time.
And so now's a good time. Check it out. And you know what? You can get a discount for if you sign up for a whole year.
Pretty big discount.
Yeah, I never announced it. It's been true for a while.
A lot of people just figured it out on their own and started doing it. But yeah.
Yeah. It's significant. I can't remember the amount right now because I set it up a long time ago. But
and
it's
honestly,
a lot.
We've been just publishing episodes of that every week for like the last 5 years. So you're good. You're going to get
there's
some
a lot of
content.
So yeah, check it out and join the Facebook group, Baby Nation on Facebook. I would like to tell you now that this week we watched a film. The film we watched was called While You Were Sleeping by Sandra Bullock. And it's the summer of Sandy.
It's the very beginning.
Strap in.
Yep. We've just gotten done with the Solstice Dance.
Yeah.
And is this one also sort of like...
I thought
Summer of Sam, right.
Kind of meatballs.
We just got
Summer
done looking through a hole in the bathroom wall of the girls' restroom.
Yeah.
And
that's meatballs. And yeah, and what we saw was somebody's body had been arranged in a form that seems like it was a clue.
Yep. Yeah. Their body had sort of been like mutilated.
Yeah.
And turned into a clue.
And then we all did like cannonballs into the pool and like my bikini bottom fell off.
What are we watching?
Next week, we're going to be watching either A Simple Plan, Speed, The One, or Gravity?
Gravity, yep. And I guess Let Us Know.
Yeah, Let Us Know, except you won't have time.
You won't have time. We're watching it tomorrow. Yeah. So. We're going to guess what you would get. What you would say.
Oh, no. What was the one? The Proposal.
Oh, The Proposal. Ryan Reynolds.
Probably that.
Ronald Reynolds.
We're going to have a heated discussion about it after we finish
it's
recording.
It's going to be A Simple Plan.
All that remains is for me to say this week, my name has been Jack Alexander.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
And I hope that you find your sleepily ever after.
It's good.
Yeah. We might be childhood friends and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kids who work it out in the If you're able to just use indoor voice, that would be wonderful, but appreciate it. Be very.